railroad spanned these two cities on opposite sides of the Mississippi River, but it was a secret railroad that had Eric Robinson most interested. Today, we take a look at the path to freedom that passed through this important site on the mighty waterway. It's today's edition of the American Countryside.
Does it ever seem like when you're looking for the right tool, you just can't find it? You've been looking for a better nitrogen solution for your corn crop. A nitrogen source that stays put and doesn't leach away. Now it's easy to find Pivot BioProven, the tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that tightly adhere to your corn's roots. These microbes take nitrogen from the air, convert it to ammonia, and apply it directly to each plant all season long. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get the right tool. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
When you picture slaves secretly moving their way north to freedom, you may not expect this city to be on one of those principal routes.
The Underground Railroad in Alton was in direct contact with the slave quarters that were located in downtown St. Louis, where the Negro traders bought and sold slaves who had formerly worked tobacco.
Eric Robinson says those slaves were taken to St. Louis to be sold and transferred to work cotton fields in the South.
Oftentimes, these slaves were housed in St. Louis for a period of a couple of weeks, and during that time, they would make contact with conductors who would take them across the Mississippi River.
Mary Meacham was a conductress who helped the slaves reach Lovejoy, Illinois. A woman named Priscilla Baltimore was the guide from Lovejoy to Alton.
She had been born a slave in Kentucky, and she had become a free woman here in St. Louis area, and she was active as an Underground Railroad conductor. We estimate that she helped about 300 slaves escape, similar to Harriet Tubman's 350 slaves escaping.
Slaves seeking freedom would only spend a brief time in Alton before heading further north.
In the 1850s, her destination was to get to Chicago and then go from Chicago into either southern Wisconsin, northern Illinois, or more likely to head across Lake Michigan and from there heading toward Detroit.
And from there into Canada. Robinson has located some of those secret hideaways the Underground Railroad used in Alton and leads tours of them. We'll explore with him next time as we travel the countryside. In Alton, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCray.